Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Wednesday, hour number three, and that means from 24/7 Sports, Josh Newberg joins us. Also, the Big Three roll up. What's up, Berg?
Hey, just hanging out. How you doing, Bill?
Now, I saw the tweet yesterday, or maybe it was Monday. Zach Smith of the Menace to Society podcast is going to be on the Big Three roll-up. Have you guys done that yet?
Yeah, Zach Smith, we recorded about yesterday morning at this time.
So that'll be...
I don't know how it actually went down. We recorded Tuesday, Monday night at like 10:30 p.m. TJ texted me and said, we got Zach Smith at 8:30. So I said, okay.
Wow. And not to give away the goods, but was he pretty good?
Yeah, we had a good time. He's a Big Three roll-up fan at this point, that's for sure. We talked about kind of what he's been doing over the last year. I thought that would be kind of interesting, having essentially been blackballed from coaching and the NCAA and all that. I wanted to know, like, did he watch football? What did he do? Did he go tailgating and all that kind of stuff? So we talked about that and kind of, he's only 35 years old. Like, what's next? What does he do? That sort of thing.
He said, and I've heard all his podcasts to date, he said on one, a few weeks ago, that a couple of years ago, Nick Saban tried to hire him, and Urban Meyer made it to where he'd stay, got him more money, et cetera. That's always the point, right? Leverage. But I didn't know that. Did he mention anything about that?
No, we didn't get too much into that. He'll be back on. We had him tell some former stories about, like, the rumored Percy Harvin, Coach Gonzalez fight and what happened there. I don't know. We got on to recruiting. I asked about Torrence Gibson. Do you remember Torrence Gibson?
Oh, yeah.
From American Heritage. He went to Ohio State as, like, a QB wide receiver.
Right.
He was always a guy that, like, I was intrigued by. I don't know why. But anyway, we talked about that. Yeah, we were kind of all over the place with him. It's about 25, 30-minute interview, so we couldn't cover everything we wanted to cover, but Zach's, I guess he went and listened to some of our shows. And he's a fan, so he's going to come back on for sure.
Yeah, he told the story about a week ago. They're in the film room, receivers watching film, and Jarrett Fazen and Percy Harvin are in there, and Coach Gonzalez is going over the film. He says something critical to Fazen. He says, you wouldn't say that if that's Percy. Percy says, get my name out of your mouth. He starts going, Percy, Percy, Percy. Harvin jumps him and just starts beating the crap out of him. Gonzalez tries to pull him off. He turns on Gonzalez and has him against the wall choking him. So Charlie Strong has to come in and save the day.
Right.
That's the story.
The rumor, I guess, for the years was that Percy and Gonzalez just kind of went at it, but it was really
right
more of what you're talking about with the two going at it and him jumping in the middle and kind of getting, you know, like a dogfight, kind of getting bit for trying to break it up.
That's exactly what happened with you and that coach that used to be down at USF who would always kick you out, Jim Levitt, right? you two got in a big brawl. That's what I heard.
It's a little different than that. Yeah,
huh?
Similar but different. Can we talk about
Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports?
Hold on, I got to get your reaction to the Bleacher Report article.
I know. I was getting
to Florida State, no, Jimbo Fisher, and you know, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that since I've been talking.
So Matt Hayes, I like Matt. I've known Matt a long time. So even though I'm critical of Matt, I do like him. Boy, what a hit piece on Jimbo there! Wow, that was pretty strong.
Yeah,
Willie owes him now.
Or does he owe, I mean, I think they kind of scratched each other's back, right? I'm sure that story did pretty well for a
Correct.
College football article in the middle of June.
So let's explain to everybody. If you go, just pull it up, look it up on Twitter. You can find it easily. It's a Bleacher Report piece by Matt Hayes. And basically says everything that happened is Jimbo's fault, whether it's the culture, whether it's bad grades, whether it's poor quarterback recruiting, whether it's letting Jameis Winston do any damn thing he wants, whether it's organization, whether it's he quit recruiting the last year, it's all on Jimbo. That's the article.
So you disagree with it?
Isn't that the way you saw it?
Yeah, I thought it was very – I thought there was very little blame. I don't know if blame is the right word, but very little accountability
right.
for 5-7 put anywhere other than Jimbo in that article. In that article.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Here was our rampant speculation. An anonymous source tells me this. Okay, I cannot tell you who the source. Anonymous sourcing right here on the show. It's good journalism. Matt Hayes waited until Karen got put in Twitter jail to release this, knowing she couldn't respond. Don't you find that ironic?
No, I have sources on my end that tell me that this was actually orchestrated by Twitter and Bleacher Report to make sure that she was in jail by the time the article came out. That's an unverified source.
Correct.
That told me that.
Correct. Because they knew. Correct. Because you're going to, I mean, you watched Game of Thrones, that dragon, that would have been Karen if she would have been on
right.
Twitter.
Yeah, just the
She'd have burned the whole joint down.
The whole place would have been burned down.
Correct.
Needless.
That was a very smart release by my good buddy, Matty Hayes. Matt lives in Orlando, I think. He doesn't live in Tampa, does he? I think Orlando.
I've never met Matt.
Thanks.
I have no idea.
He's a really good dude. Many decades at Sporting News before that
nice.
Whole thing went to hell. But
yeah,
so Bird's with us.
On it a little bit further, maybe outside of what was actually written. But
right.
You know, we've taken Florida State to task many a time for their mistakes, whether it be social media, PR, the way they handle things publicly, and all that kind of stuff. This, we got to give them credit. This was one of their better, maybe best, orchestrated PR moves that they've made in a long time to make the AD and the head coach available. Like they knew this was, I don't want to say calculated and orchestrated, but probably agreed upon, right? Like the angle, when the AD and the head coach agreed to speak on the record on this, don't you think that there was some, there was something agreed upon that how the story was going to go?
Oh, I would have to think so. They wouldn't have spoken otherwise.
Right. So
if Matt Hayes would have contacted them and said, I'm about to do a piece exonerating Jimbo, no callback.
Right. And I'm not saying I fully agree with the article because I was on here a couple weeks ago saying that I think it was a 60-40 blame, you know, 60% Jimbo, 40% tag. So I definitely think that there's a good chunk of responsibility that should be taken by Taggart that wasn't. But my point is, this article was a great move by Florida State. It wasn't for you, Bill. It was written because Florida State needs the fans, the alumni, the boosters. They need them to rally behind them right now. They need to fill that stadium. They need to continue to raise money. They can't, after year one, have the feeling that this thing's a lost cause. So I think that that's who it was for. It wasn't meant to change your mind, Bill, from a national level. It wasn't meant to change,
right.
you know, some crazy Aggie fan's mind about what took place a couple of years ago. It was meant for that closed FSU circle, you know, to to get their side of the story out and say, we're working hard, we're doing this, we're going to get it right, but this is what we had to deal with.
Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports. Anything to mention in recruiting?
Dead period. I wrote a big story at almost 24/7, kind of like a 2,000-word state of the recruiting for FSU. I don't know. Heading into the dead period kind of summed up what I've seen, heard, been, you know, through the last couple months. And big free article up on Knowles 24/7 if you guys want to read that. But, you know, right now I think, Bill, we're waiting on two offensive linemen, Thomas Schrader from Venice and Richie Leonard from Coco. Richie's supposed to make his decision on July 5th, and Thomas Schrader has not exactly set a decision date, but we think it could be coming in the next week. So if both those go FSU's way, that would do a lot to solve some of the anxiety fans have of offensive line recruiting right now.
And next up on the Big Three roll-up will be Zach Smith, correct?
Zach Smith. Big show. The Zach Smith interview plus about an hour and a half, 2 hours of us talking all kinds of nonsense. It'll be out Thursday morning, 7 a.m., iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff, Burke. See you next week.
Bye, Bill.
There you go. Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports. Tickets at Primo Seats, primoseats.com for all of your ticket needs. Use the name Bill is King in the promo code box. That will get you a discount of about 5%. Tickets to concerts, sporting events, anything you can think of. Check out that site. You're going to like the discount. You're going to like the pricing overall. You're going to love the customer relations. All of that is for you. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. We're coming back Wednesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck is still slowing 24 west between Murfreesboro Pike and the I-40 Eastern split in Hermitage. In Midtown, breakdowns are blocking the street at 3rd Avenue Hyatt Place and Element Music Row off the Division Street traffic circle. To the north, I-65 South is crawling toward Trinity Lane. To the south, 440 is packed eastbound at the I-40 Junction. Smashville Moving Company. Packing, loading, unloading, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
CBD delivered right to your door. Thanks to Ease. Ease has a carefully chosen selection of quality CBD offerings, lotions, patches, creams, and even CBD products for your pet, all designed to fit your lifestyle and delivered right to you. So take the guesswork out of CBD with Ease. For a wide selection of CBD products and great values, go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. EAZEwellness.com.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
And I gotta tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Patchy fog for this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high at 92. Showers and thunderstorms overnight. Partly cloudy with your low at 70. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny with your high at 93. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494 for Twitter, Billis King. Okay, I've heard from Matt Hayes, and Matt said I can get him later in the week. You can't do it today. He had the Bleacher Report piece on Willie and Jimbo and all that. And Matt has sent me a message here, and I like Matt. I told you that. I'm a Matt Hayes guy. He says, Bill, you don't really think I did a deal with anybody for this story, do you? Because I don't work that way. You know me better than that. I was when we were talking with Berg there, I was goofing a little bit. I don't think Matt Hayes would do that. Now, I am surprised because I don't know the relationship. I don't know all the people Matt talks to. Nobody knows anybody. You keep that stuff private. But with Matt, he does have a relationship where he could get to Willie Taggart before the regular beat writers. I do know that. And Willie and the AD, the new AD, were willing to talk to him. He says here to me as well, he goes, Bill, I gave Jimbo multiple opportunities to respond to this, and he declined each time. The last time, we were face-to-face even at the SEC spring meetings. So Jimbo wouldn't respond. Now, I'm assuming Jimbo's not responding just because he just wants to get away from it. I mean, I get that. Also get Matt wanting him and having quotes from him in that piece to try and balance it out some. So, no. Matt Hayes is a long-time, big time national writer who can get to places that a lot of people, many, many people can't get to. He's written some incredible breaking articles with folks who don't do a lot of chirping. Matt tends to get to them. They tend to want to talk to him. Now, I'll tell you where I was surprised in this piece, and maybe it's because Jimbo wouldn't respond. I was still surprised. Well, maybe I'm not surprised. I was surprised that it sounded so pro-Willie and anti-Jimbo. But again, the quotes he got, what do you think Willie Taggart's going to say and the AD is going to say? Jimbo did a great job and then Willie came in here and sucked? I mean, that's obviously not what you're going to get. So I guess I understand it. But no. Matt is very, very good. And I don't know that anybody else is really getting to Willie, from what I can tell, other than Matt's ability to talk to him. Now, I'll say this. I'm not a big fan of Willie Taggart. I think he did a terrible job in year one. I don't have a lot of faith. I think this year they're going to be better. Some of that would be because you really can't do any worse. I think this year might be okay, but if the measurement for Florida State is, can Willie get them back where Jimbo had them when they were winning a natty and competing for it, or Bobby Bowden of the 90s? Oh, I don't think there's any way. That day is not coming back under Willie Taggart. I don't see that. Not at all. Grant says, Bill, Karen is in Twitter jail. Is that true, Bill? Yeah, it's true. Karen contacted me. I talked to Karen a lot. I think she's got another day or two and she's out. She called yesterday. I think she told us it was a week suspension. What, 7 days? I think she's at the end of that. Now, she can send DMs, but she cannot tweet publicly. I think that's the rule. Grant says, why is she in jail? She was commenting on politics, and Twitter has one political angle they like. And they have another political angle that they don't like. And if you're on the other side and you do too much chirping, you get run. That's one thing about Twitter I don't like. Twitter is very unfair when it comes to how they police things. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with this show. I love Twitter when it comes to this show. When it comes to how they judge other things, I do not like it at all. It's very unfair. Couple other things here on Twitter. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, Zach Smith's latest pipe bomb, he talked about a scandal at LSU where the CEO of a hospital stole $500K, 180 of that wound up going to the former offensive lineman who was there. What was his name? Oh. Yeah, Gary Joe Collins, that's been out. Yeah, that's been out there. But yeah, he addressed it. Now, here's something interesting he mentioned. Back to the Urban Meyer might eventually end up at Southern Cal talk, for whatever that's worth. Whether it's true or not, it's good conversation, right? He named off some of the coaches that would be going with him. And I won't bore you with that long list, but a couple people that would be going with him, a guy that I have known for a while, and that would be Mark Pantone. Mark Pantone is Urban Meyer's right-hand man. And you're talking about a good dude now. You're talking about a really good dude. Mark Pantone is a Florida Gator. And he was with Urban Meyer when Herbs was at Florida. Actually stayed over a year on Muschamp staff. He did not enjoy that very much. I can just tell you that. I won't go any further, but he did not enjoy that. So when Urban got back in 2012 with the Buckeyes, he made a quick call to his guy, Mark Pantone, his right-hand man, who, again, Mark Pantone is very good people. He is their director of personnel at Ohio State. The other guy that would be going with Urban Meyer, and this would hurt the Buckeyes, would be Mickey Marotti. Now, other than Scott Cochran at Alabama, the most famous strength and conditioning name out there in college football is Mickey Marotti. Those two. Now, there are several good strength and conditioning guys. I'm not saying those are the only two. I'm just saying those are the famous names. Everybody knows Mickey Marotti. Everybody knows Scott Cochran. Everybody knows their reputation. Everybody knows they get things done. So those two were mentioned in that piece. Mark Pantone. Now, Mark actually loves coming to the 615. Mark is a very big country music guy. So he comes into town and hangs out from time to time. But you're talking about a good dude now. And we'll see if eventually Herbs takes that job or not. I don't know. I play mental volleyball with that one all the time. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Cliff Notes version of Cosby's likes and dislikes. Likes Dickel, George Strait, Lane Kiffin, sushi, Calhoun's ribs, coach's hot seat, daiquiris, sea doing, inner tubing, gambling, hating on everything. Dislikes are anything not mentioned in the likes. That's about right. Can I add one to that? This is a little... He used to talk about this a lot. He doesn't anymore. Let me go back over his likes. I'm going to add one, though. Dickel, George Strait, Lane Kiffin, sushi, Calhoun's ribs, coach's hot seat, daiquiris, sea doing, inner tubing, gambling... He does like hating on everything. You know what the other thing is? Asian women. You know, everybody has their preference, right? Whether you're a female or a male. We have one of my very first producers was a girl by the name of Davia Davis back at WLAC. She had to have a guy. If she was going to have a boyfriend, she had to have a guy that looked like a surfer boy. It had to be the surfer boy look. So everybody's got their thing. With Cosby, it's Asian women. I'm just telling you. So I added that to the list. Didn't Cosby say that one night that, or that one morning, that if you want to find me, I'm under the basketball goal, and my seats are right there where you can see me, and I'll be the one sitting there with the Asian woman. Is that, didn't he say that? I thought he did. Oh. You know, another thing he liked, he hasn't done this in a while. He used to call in, and he would give a cigar tip. I don't know anything about cigars. Couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you one from another. I don't smoke them. I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy any of that stuff. I lost my mom to cigarettes, so I'm obviously not into any of that kind of smoking stuff. But he would call in and give a cigar tip, some kind of cube and this or that with numbers and everything. He used to always do that, just out of the blue. So that's another thing, cigars. Even though he kind of doesn't mention that anymore for whatever reason. What about his Tony Lama boots? Tell you another thing Cosby likes. He loves polo. Those button down long sleeve polos. Oh. He likes that preppy stuff too. Okay, bottom of the hour break. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Injuries on Edmondson Pike in Nippers Corner where it crosses Wexford Downs Lane. 440 eastbound is slow across the I-40 split. To the north of Nashville, I-65 south is very slow toward Trinity Lane and the North Loop. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Call 1-855-700-2979. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary Valet parking is always available.
Your old gas yard tools may have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has up to $30 off select Ryobi 40-volt outdoor power tools, like the Ryobi Jet Fan Blower at a special buy of just $129. It has the power of gas without the hassle, a turbo boost for more airflow, and right now, a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing up to $30 off Ryobi outdoor power tools. Red, white, and blue savings, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home.
A devoted son.
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Omni Nashville Hotel, if you missed it earlier, Kevin Hagan with us. That's brought to you by SoulStreetCoffee.com, S-O-U-L, StreetCoffee.com. You can order right off that site. You will not regret that. Go there and check out all the fantastic products. That would be coffee and tea. SoulStreetCoffee.com. 888-702-5494 to get in today. On Twitter at Bill is King. Yeah, Jay Henson says here, Bill, Joe Fisher actually started in 98. I figured it was around 20 years. The voice of the Commodores, about 20 years. Yeah, he does a really good job. He's seen it all. Interesting topics today. Yeah, I got Matt Hayes wants to make sure that something I mentioned is not true. He said, Bill, I would never cut a deal with anybody in order to get a story. He said, I did not cut a deal with Florida State telling them that it was going to be pro Willie Taggart to get them to talk to me. He said, that is not something I would do. That's not something I would ever do. He goes, some of the beat writers are ticked at me because I can get to Willie Taggart and they can't. Which I assume is true. Yeah, Matt has, now look, Matt doesn't have to prove himself to me. Matt can get places lots of people can't get. Matt's one of them. Chris Lowe has been able to do that too. Chris Lowe can get to Nick Saban. A lot of people can't. Local beat writers can't get to Nick Saban alone like Chris Lowe can. So some people have that gift, some don't. Matt Hayes has got that gift. Again, the one thing that got me, and he says, look, I tried to get Jimbo many times to respond, he won't do it. But the only thing that got me is it was really pro Willie Taggart. And look, Matt writes the story. He's not trying to get me to agree or disagree with him. He's gonna put it out there and everybody can respond however they're gonna respond. Matt doesn't care about that, but I see a lot of fault with Willie Taggart. That's the part of the piece that I didn't quite follow along with. I think Willie Taggart, by far, of the new coaches last year, did the worst job of anybody. Look, they all ran into to messes. Jeremy Pruitt had a mess left by Butch. Frosty walked into Mike Riley's mess in Lincoln. Jimbo taking over for Kevin Sumlin. That thing was disorganized, out of control. I mean, there are lots of them, right? So everybody walks into their issues, but Willie didn't walk in because a guy got fired. Willie walked in because a guy had probably done all he could do at Florida State. And he had some relationship issues there. And A&M was going to fix all that, pay him a lot more money and get out of his freaking way. Let him do his job. Resource-wise, when he got to A&M, he had everything he needed. He did not have that at Florida State. So there are a lot of things that I'm sure went into Jimbo getting the heck out of Dodge. A lot of different reasons for that. Tomorrow on the show, the incredible football mind of Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com. That's his site. Go in there, look around, subscribe to what he's got. He's got podcasts regularly also. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Yeah, back to the LSU item. Gary Joe Collins was talking about that. And it was mentioned on the Zach Smith podcast, too. The thing that gets me about that story is you got the $180K payment to a former offensive lineman who finished up there in 2015. So that would have been on the Les Miles watch. But the AD at LSU is best boys with the whole head of the NCAA. Yeah, they're connected. There is an invisible umbilical cord between those two. So you wonder if there's going to be any proper vetting here. I mean, how the hell is Will Wade back there after what they've caught him doing on tape, saying on tape? How did he get reinstated? Now, I don't know all the ins and outs of that thing. I don't claim to. I've talked to various people about it. Gator Brandon says, Bill, give Willie Taggart an extension. Do it now. Danny in New York City. Checking in this morning. Danny patrols the financial district, among others, in the NYC. That is his job. In the planet's most hustling and bustling city. Danny, right there in the middle of all that. It says, Bill, that offensive lineman was Vidal Alexander. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. I remember him. I just couldn't think of it. Vidal Alexander. So if $180K was funneled to a random offensive lineman, what would Purple Jesus be getting? Seems a bit odd, and it seems like that would be a question you would ask, correct? What would Leonard Fournette get? Now, Leonard's from New Orleans, St. Aug High School, St. Augustine. But if you're shuffling money off to an offensive lineman, that can't be the only guy getting anything, right? No way. What's it take to procure Purple Jesus? Now, I don't have any proof of this, but it would make you think that way, right? But, again, Scott Woodward and Mark Emmert are boys. And I'm a Scott Woodward guy. Yeah, I'm a fan of his. I think he is an outstanding AD. Big time AD, man. And a very good get for them. Mike Henry, Gator Mike, says, Bill, it's got me thinking for the audience. Who was the better difference maker, Percy Harvin or Peter Warwick? Well, they're both supermodels. Let's begin with that. Percy Harvin, to me, is the most explosive skill player that I've seen in quite some time. And again, he was versatile. He could do it if you handed him the ball. He could do it if you threw him the ball. And you got to remember, Percy Harvin has elite speed. Elite among the elite. He was explosive. He was breathtaking. So I'll take Harvin over Warwick, but I would take either one. I think they're both fantastic. Yeah. Percy Harvin, to me, is a generational type difference maker. He's that good. He was, very few players take my breath away. It takes a lot. Just a random good player, I see that. They're a dime a dozen in my world, okay? I respect them, but it doesn't make my mouth go agape. Percy Harvin does that to you. It's like, oh my God. That's what Percy Harvin makes me want to say every time I would watch him. Now again, I don't watch much NFL, if any, so what he's done there, I don't even care. I don't watch it. But that's the way. If I'm separating those two, and again, I think both of them are wonderful, I'd go Percy Harvin. I would also say Percy seems to be a little bit more high maintenance than Peter Warwick. Just from the sounds of things. On podcast and the like. Anyways, okay, let me get this call, and then we'll take the break. Karen from Key Largo, but doesn't live there anymore. Matter of fact, the storm kind of ran her out of Key Largo. She lives in Houston now. Well, kind of Houston, the Woodlands section of the big city. And she's been in Twitter jail. I think her release, and Karen, we'll pull you up here. I think your release is what, today or tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Now, do you have to post bond or anything, or is it free?
I think I'm going to have to post bond, probably.
Okay.
Here's what I think you should do.
Yeah.
I think you should have Newberg.
Yeah.
Barton Simmons.
Yeah.
Matt Hayes. Willie. Coburn. Thrasher. And anybody else you can think of on your radio show, and let's just get down to it.
Now, how many mics?
Let me tell you what's happening in College Station while Hayes is over circle jerking with Tom Herman for the last 2 days. And all this nonsense is going on. Jimbo's just kicking butt and taking names in recruiting. Just kicking absolute butt. Our players are, our commitments are just ruling at rivals. So, you know what? I think everybody ought to give us their best shot. And God bless poor little FSU. Anything's better than talking about Taggart. I get it. You can't recruit, you can't coach, and they hired a dirty coach named Kendall Browse. I get why they don't want to talk about FSU. So I think you ought to have them all on because it's doing nothing but helping at A&M. Newberg thinks this is such a great move by Mo, Curley, and Joe at FSU. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. We'll see how that works out. That's it.
Do they take Venmo?
Pardon me?
Does Twitter take Venmo?
Does Twitter take what?
Venmo. You don't know what Venmo is, where you can transfer money to people? Venmo.
Oh, Venmo. Venmo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Cash App person.
Oh, that's you. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what day are you? What day are you released? Today?
I have 1 day and 7 hours. I think whatever the heck that means. But I'm ready.
Now,
I won't last long.
Now, wait a minute. So you can, is there a place where you can go and it tells you exactly what your time is?
Well, yeah, every time I forget myself and go to comment on something, it shoots up a screen. And like right now, if I try to comment on Bird's asinine interview, which WNSR just put up, let me tell you, I give you an update here. Okay, we've temporarily limited some of your account features, Karen. We have determined that blah, blah, blah. You have 1 day and 11 hours left. We hope.
Oh,
you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, you know, it tells me all of that. But like I said, people need to remember the last time it was the world against Jimbo Fisher. Think 2013. Bring it. Bring it on.
See you, Karen.
Bye.
All right. We got to get the break here. We need one. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Jim Rome, weekdays from 11 to 2 on Nashville's Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. went back-to-back at the Sonoma Road Course in California, taking home the checkered flag. Up next is Chicagoland Speedway, a 1.5-mile oval. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr., and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast: patchy fog for this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high at 92. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, partly cloudy with your low at 70. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny with your high at 93. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Goggin Cold Hall Studios. If Twitter was monitoring the show, last segment, Karen stays in jail, I would assume. But they're not monitoring. No, no. They've got bigger things going on. They're not. People are saying many, many more things than that on other shows. Other places. So I doubt they're monitoring. Be nice if they were. Danny up in New York. Danny, is your beat? I know I've asked you this. Do you patrol during the day, or is it overnight? I forget. Or does it rotate? Yeah, Danny is on the streets of the NYC. So next time we're up there, we'll let. Now think of this. This is the power of the show. Next time we're up there, we'll just get Danny to. We'll get a local NYC cop to show us around. If we have to go down any bad alleys, we'll take him there too. I don't know. Last time I was there, though, there weren't really. I'm sure Crazy Charlie could point out the bad alleys. I didn't see any. Saw lots of people. Anyways, lots going on today on the show. Karen just called in. She's in Twitter jail. Now she's in Twitter jail because she got into it with, and I don't know if it was a two-sided argument or not. She got into it with, I'm not kidding, everybody, Whoopi Goldberg. That's why she's in jail. I'll just leave it. And it wasn't it, it was about, the topic was pro-life or pro-choice. That was the topic. And so Karen got put in Twitter jail. I think unfairly so. I'll say that. I didn't know about it until after it was over. Matter of fact, I found out because Ole Miss Evie told me. And then I got a message from Karen after that saying I'm in Twitter jail. So I didn't get to see all that in real time. Yet she got into it with Whoopi Goldberg. I can tell you that. Ruben on Twitter. Jimbo created the mess, and so far, Willie Taggart has not done a good job of cleaning it up. He made some bad coaching choices and judgments, but it's way too early to tell. Now, I think if you're going to say there's culpability both ways, I think that's reasonably fair. But see, I know Jimbo Fisher's a good coach. I've seen it. I've followed his career for a long time. I've seen him do it on every level. Jimbo's a really good coach. I think he lost his soul while he was at Florida State. Temporarily. He's got it back now. There's no question he's got it all back. I think he had weathered so much. You got to remember now, Jimbo had family issues too. The situation with his now ex-wife. He's got a child who is battling a major health issue. He's fighting some of the forces at Florida State. He has a lot of things that complicate his day when he's at Florida State. A lot of things. Life was coming at Jimbo there for a while really fast. It was spinning. And look, we're all vulnerable. We're all susceptible. And I think just the whole thing just got away from him that last year. Whatever the reason might be, the reasons. And both teams needed, both sides needed a break. Not just one or the other. So I think that part's good. Danny up in New York City says, Bill, I work straight midnight. So he goes 11 to 8 Eastern time. 11 p.m., God knows what he sees. New York City from 11 to 8 overnight. Wow. Round Man says, Bill, I hope you don't miss this. Dan Wolken, Ole Miss fans' favorite guy, says, the NCAA is expected to approve new guidelines today, making it more difficult for transfers to obtain waivers. So they're going back the other way now. You folks who got cleared here in this little meantime, you escaped. You folks in the future, it ain't going to be so easy. Can anybody keep up with what the hell they're doing? Seriously. Come on now. Brawler number 12 says, Bill, only if you're Tom Herman and talking about recruiting trip antics you've pulled with assistant coaches involving a biscuit. I was talking about something Karen said there. I'm not going to repeat. Something that began with the word circle. I'll just leave it at that. A circle. I tell you what, let me do the acronym, a CJ, a circle. And if somebody's being really mean, you could call them a jerk, right? So you know what the word is. Somebody you don't like, you could say, what a jerk. So it was two words put together there is what we have. Tomorrow, everybody, Mr. Chris Landry, the infinite brain power of Chris Landry. That's LandryFootball.com. We'll have him on. We'll ask him about the Vidal Alexander thing, among others. And any questions you have for him, just tweet me, or you can call during his segment on the show. You know what? I do plan on, and I didn't get to it yesterday. Figured we had plenty of content for the show. We always have plenty of content. Content's never an issue. But Probably get Dave Biddle tomorrow. We'll have a champion in college baseball tomorrow. It'll either be the Vandy Boys or the Mazin Blue. I tell you what, the Mazin Blue, that's a damn good-looking baseball team. So either the Commodores or Coach Eric Bakich and the Mazin Blue. I'm assuming Mason Hickman tonight for Vandy will be the start. He's a local big 6'6 pitcher. Had a really good year. Just a true sophomore, Mason Hickman. So he's got another year, too. He and Rocker next year will lead that pitching core. Along with, you know who else they signed? They signed Al Leiter's kid. He's coming. I assume he'll be a pretty big part of that stuff, too. At CrazyCharlie615, at Billis King on Twitter. I'll be around all day if you need me on Twitter or on Parlay. Get signed up if you can. Losh Pop.